USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New York City's Democrat Mayor Eric Adams is all for illegal immigration into our country as long as they keep out of the Big Apple. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is scoffing at the idea that New Yorkers may come to Texas to campaign for his Democratic opponent.
You know, I kind of feel like Clint Eastwood. Go ahead, Mayor. Make my day.
This as the governor reminds everyone on Fox News what New York City Mayor Eric Adams said regarding illegal immigration.
Mayor Adams said that they welcome in illegal immigrants. And now, once they have to deal with the reality of it, they're suddenly flummoxed. And they cannot handle it. They are now getting a taste of what we're having to deal with.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics will release the Producer Price Index this morning. USA Radio News.
Whether you're taking your pets on the road or a walk around the block, you need to be aware of heat stroke. Hi, I am Dr. Jose Arce, immediate past president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. It's important that pets get out and enjoy the warm weather and fresh air. But here are some reminders to help keep your pets safe in the heat. Tune into the day's forecast to see how hot it will be. Limit exercise on hot days or schedule walks earlier or later on the day when it's cooler. If outside, stay on the grass instead of the hot pavement. Make sure your pet has unlimited fresh water and access to shade. Never leave your pet in a closed vehicle. And leave your pet at home in air conditioning when you go out. If you see signs of heat strokes in your pet, such as excessive panting, drooling, unsteadiness, or abnormal gum and tongue color, call your veterinarian or nearest emergency clinic. For more info on summer pet safety, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
The FBI raid on President Trump's Florida home by heavily armed FBI agents and the silence by Justice Leaders Garland and Ray have many viewing the raid as a weaponized branch of the government. Trump attorney Lindsey Halligan on Fox News.
What the FBI did was an appalling display of abuse of power. All documents requested were previously handed over. President Trump and his team painstakingly reviewed every single document at Mar-a-Lago and gave the government what they requested.
Burn pit legislation is now law.
President Joe Biden, whose elder son, Beau, died of cancer years after deploying to Iraq, signed legislation on Wednesday expanding federal health care services for millions of veterans who served at military bases where toxic smoke billowed from huge burn pits. We owe you, Biden said. You're the backbone. You're the steel. You're the sinew. You're the very fiber that makes this country what it is. Estimates of affected troops run to 3.5 million. For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
The White House has decided to selectively answer questions on the President Trump home raid by heavily armed FBI agents.
Again, I'm just not going to comment on any reaction to what happened yesterday. We are going to refer any incoming to the Department of Justice. I can tell you this. He was not aware of the Mar-a-Lago raid. I don't know what you guys are calling it before it happened.
The FBI's raid on President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home can be seen as a political tactic used in a third world country. So says Representative Glenn Grothman, a Republican from Wisconsin, on Newsmax.
Well, I think overall this right now makes President Trump appear a martyr. As a matter of fact, I knew several people yesterday who in Wisconsin primary day actually voted for the Trump-endorsed candidate to show support for President Trump. In other words, they were going to go for the other candidate and flip for Trump. So I think this is the type of thing that makes President Trump more popular and the people view him as a victim. They know these things are politically motivated.
Three people were killed when a house exploded in Evansville, Indiana on Wednesday in a blast that damaged 39 other homes. The explosion happened just before 1 p.m. local time. Some of the homes were damaged so severely that they were not safe to enter, and a search for more victims was on hold and not finished by Wednesday evening. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.